Well, there we go. What's up, everyone? Aaron Egler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on Tuesday morning. The Packers, such as it is, are off today. No practice this afternoon. But it doesn't mean we can't hang out, talk some Packers, as we do each and every day here on Packers Daily, 10 a.m. on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Good to see so many fine folks already up and at it in the comment section. Why isn't anyone busy at 10 a.m. on a Tuesday? I'm sure plenty of people are, and they still make time for Packers Daily. I get lots of people who are in school usually. Like Big B. Big B's here. He's supposed to be in school. Gary, good morning. What's up? Big B is the GOAT. The GOAT. Daniel, good morning, Nags. Better Stash 12 or Minshew? See, these are the hard-hitting questions we get to here at Packers Daily. Always going to be 12. Come on. Good morning from Chicago. What's up, Austin? Good morning from New York. In class right now. See, that's what I'm talking about. Glad to hear it. Not a ton of news coming out of yesterday's availability with Matt LaFleur. Obviously, the kind of headline out of the injuries out of the 49ers game has got to be the status of Jaire Alexander, who remains in the concussion protocol. Matt wouldn't give us much on that. I don't think he has much to give, but that's something to keep an eye on. We'll see what his availability is like as the week goes on. Reese Wolf, what's up, dog? Not much, dog. What's up with you? Any news on Bakhtiari's availability this week? Nothing yet. We'll probably get our first glimpse tomorrow. I mean, he's been practicing. I got to think he was close last week. So hopefully this mini bye week is what he needed to get cleared. But look tomorrow afternoon, late afternoon, once we get the injury report, we'll get an indication of where he's headed. Best Packers wide receiver in the Rodgers era. That's been a hot topic lately, I think, because Wilde asked Devontae that question after the game. Man, it's hard. It's for me, it's between Jennings and Adams. I would probably come down on the side of Adams at this point, simply because I think Jennings was an amazing technician and a great route runner. But Adams is doing what he's doing with the entire building knowing he's getting the ball, and he's still doing it. So, you know, you can quibble about production, route running, however you want to slice it up. But the fact that Devontae Adams doesn't have a true two beside him to draw any kind of coverage and or concern from a defensive coordinator, and he still puts up these insane monster numbers, and that pretty much seals it for me. Got to think we get 13 back this week, right? Yeah, there was some confusion on this point yesterday. But going back and looking at the actual CBA, the agreement that was drawn up for the new protocols when it comes to injured reserve, I know somebody said Spoon said they have until next Tuesday. I don't think that's correct. I do think they have to get him up prior to Sunday's game or place him on IR for the rest of the season. So look for Lazard to come up this season. This week. I think that'll happen. Aaron, who's your biggest disappointment thus far on the defensive side of the ball? I don't know. I don't have real disappointments. I have guys who probably aren't developing as fast as I would like. See how we do that? See how we flip it and make it positive? Come on, people. A guy who has not come on as much as I had hoped is probably Kingsley Keke. I thought he'd be further along at this point and contributing more. Obviously, we saw that flash against New Orleans in week 3. And I do think he's had some solid stretches, but he's still way too inconsistent. Any chance Green Bay inquires about McKinley? Rick, now that the trade deadline has come and gone, everyone who is released is subject to waivers. So we'll see today around 4 o'clock if any team has put a claim in on him. Former first rounder, I think there's a possibility somebody takes a chance. I don't think it'll be the Packers, but you never know. That said, you know, I do think if he were to pass through waivers and the Packers could take a look, say, for vets minimum, maybe. You know, it's not like edge is a huge concern and or need at this point. Obviously, they need something, some kind of help, bolstering, et cetera, along the interior of the defensive front. But you never know. You know, like I said, he's a former first rounder. He's a lot of athletic upside. Maybe Gutekunst takes a look. Preston, thanks for the super chat. Where would you rather have prime Driver, Adams, or Greg? Whew. I was fine. I was talking about this on the radio the other day. The thing about Driver, now obviously, all-time leading receiver in Packers history. You cannot discount anything the man has done. And what I love about his game is the work he did over the middle. You know, you can talk about Adams and Jennings and even Nelson, and they were undoubtedly great and worthy number ones and absolutely outstanding wide receivers. But man, Driver made all that hay over the middle, especially years ago when you could get knocked the fuck out. That guy was fearless. So, you know, you ask which one, prime Driver, Adams, or Greg? Adams or Greg, I'd probably take Adams. But you start throwing Driver in there, that's just a completely different skill set. I'd probably still take Adams, but it's close. Very, very close. Can we have a big shout out to Billy Turner? This man has been invaluable this year. Michael, you could not be more correct. I said, I think it was yesterday, that I'm going to eat crow on the fact that I thought the Packers vastly overpaid. They jumped on him very first thing in free agency a couple years ago. I didn't understand the contract. I totally understand it now. His versatility and his play, the ability to switch from left to right at a moment's notice at tackle, he's absolutely saved them. And he is a big, shining, bright spot in 2020. There's no doubt about it. Guy I'm disappointed in is Darnell Savage. Really thought he was going to develop more. Mike, yeah, that's another good one. It's something I said towards the start of the year when it was apparent the defense was not picking up where it left off last year. The sense that, you know, because Gutekunst didn't make major contributions or additions on the defensive side of the ball this past offseason, you needed those young guys, especially last year's draft class, to step up. And for the most part, that has not happened. And that is really holding the defense back. Gary, Savage, Kiki, these guys have to be core players in this defense. And right now, they're not afterthoughts, but they're not exactly whooping it up either. Wynn needs his role to expand over Lancaster and Lowry. First, he'd have to be active, which he hasn't been the last couple of weeks. And I would say Lancaster is actually coming off a pretty good game. Lowry, you know, take it or leave it for me. But I think Lancaster, after a rough game against the Vikings, actually played pretty darn well, I thought, against the 49ers. But I'd like to see Wynn up and active and a little bit more involved. There's no doubt about that. Robin, thoughts? When will King be back? No idea. Could Kamal Martin make it for Sunday? I mean, what's the protocol? Two consecutive negative tests. I believe there's been so much movement on the COVID list front. I don't want to misspeak here, but I believe, hold 2 seconds, please. Sorry, guys. I believe they took him off the COVID-19 list yesterday. Where is it? Yeah, because Barnes and Love are still on. So yeah, Kamal Martin came off yesterday, so he should be good to go for the game. Is Gary still hurt? Seems like he's still struggling with the ankle. Yeah, Mike, there's no doubt. And I think that's something he's going to be dealing with all year, which sucks, because like I said, this summer he was having a really good camp. Then he did aggravate that ankle and then re-aggravated it in that Saints game. And it just hasn't been the same since. Now, that said, I think he probably had one of his better rushing games against the 49ers, against McClinchy, who's a legit tackle. So hopefully he's trending in the right way. Frank, thanks for the super chat. Kudos to Andy Reid on passing the great Curly Lambeau in total wins. Reid has always been a class act and a great coach. He deserves it. Yeah, I heard them mention that on the broadcast last night. That's a testament to Andy sticking with it, both in Philadelphia and in Kansas City. The man finally has some hardware this year. I mean, no one does it better. And I love watching how creative he gets each and every week. Yeah. Shout out to Reid, former Packers tight ends coach. How random is that? Thoughts on Big Ben on the COVID list? He's on the COVID list, I guess. I don't know. No, I have no thoughts about Big Ben on the COVID list. Other than that, wear a mask, people. Socially distance. Nice shirt. Is that Cheesehead TV merch? Why, yes. Yes, it is. You can find it on our store, which I will send you a link to right now. You're right here in the old comments section, folks. You can find yourself this shirt along with tons of other Packers-centric gear right there in the Cheesehead TV store in the comments section. Seth, thanks for the super chat. Do you think the Packers passing on DK Metcalf three times in the draft will be on par with the pick of Vonnie Holiday over Randy Moss in 98? No. I think DK is a great talent, but he's not Randy Moss. Not even close. Does Favre have Mikowski to thank partially for his career? I mean, I guess because he got hurt, but Favre made it happen, made it impossible for them to go back to Mikowski. So, I mean, it's pretty much on Brett, but I mean, if you want to be technical, yeah, Mikowski got hurt. Zero, I just got the new Xbox. Well, bully for you, because I didn't. Aaron Jones going to ball out this week? You better believe it, Shane. Give me 120 all-purpose yards and a touchdown. Let me see. Oh, hey, Nags, thoughts? All right, now you guys are just being funny. Is Adams the greatest Packer receiver of all time, or could he be eventually? Jake, no. No, Don Hutson is the greatest Packers wide receiver of all time. It'll become, it is near impossible to break his records. Maybe one or two will fall eventually, but Don Hutson is the GOAT when it comes to Packers receivers. The greatest Packers wide receiver I ever saw with my own eyes was Sterling Sharp, and I doubt I'll ever see his like again. If you haven't watched old Sterling film, do yourself a favor and go find some because, oh my God, Sterling Sharp was a man among boys. If he hadn't been hurt, he'd be in the Hall of Fame. This team is good, but not physical enough. I think there's something to that, Freddie. No doubt about it. You do see other teams that play to the echo of the whistle, as they like to say, and seem to have a much more physically intimidating presence. But, man, I'll be happy if they just wrap up and tackle. You know, I get wanting enforcers on defense, wanting guys who are going to lay the lumber, et cetera. I'd like that. I don't think I'm ever going to get it from this Packers team. What I would love to see is somebody wrap up and make a tackle. I'm a simple man. I have simple needs and desires. One of them, a primary need for me, just for me, for a defense that tackles. I know it's crazy. I know I ask a lot, but can somebody just make a tackle? That's all I want. Rambo09, thanks for the super chat. Without a doubt, Sterling was a beast. You damn right. You better capitalize that. He was absolutely insane. Sterling, my favorite player of all time. Trevor, he's up there for me, no doubt about it. Daniel, Amtrak is pushing more rail than D-Train. Yeah, you ain't lying. Josh, thanks for the super chat. What position do you think Goody goes after first in next year's draft? Please just humor me. Josh, I don't know. Dude, I don't know. It's like November. The draft is in April. And it's not a position. You will look at tiers of players and decide which one is the best of the positions of need, somewhat. But if this past year told you anything, it's not that he drafts for positions of need. He drafts long term. Man, dude, I got nothing on the draft on November, whatever the hell day it is. November 10th. November 10th, you're asking about the draft? Come on, Josh. Nags for tackling coach. Nobody wants that. Have you watched any Jags film? Benny, I have, in so much as it exists. You know, I watched that new quarterback they got. He seems to have a live arm, no doubt about it. Can make whatever throws he needs to make. Be interesting to see how Pettin plays him. Probably plays scared, plays 20 yards off in the secondary. Can't wait. The thing to note about the Jaguars on the defensive side of the ball, and I asked LaFleur about this yesterday, is they cannot get home unless they blitz. I mean, they have got to blitz to get home. And it's going to be one of those weeks, I think, where they're going to try and test Rodgers early and often. That would be my guess, my hunch, because they know they can't sit back and let Rodgers just pick them apart. So, that is something that if there's a concern this week, that's a concern. We got some super chats here. Scott, thanks for the super sticker. Greatly appreciated. What else we got? Jovan, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Aaron, do you think Kirksey will get his job back, or do you believe with the play of Barnes and flashes of Martin, Kirksey will be the odd man out? No, I think Kirksey will replace Barnes post-haste. I don't think Barnes flashed early, but his play has been really kind of inconsistent to my eyes the last two or three games. I do think pairing Martin and Kirksey is the way they'll go forward, but we'll see. We'll see what happens when they get on the field. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. What was having a deadly special teams like in 96? Oh, my God. That run when Desmond started, like, just taking him to the house and felt like any time he touched the ball, he was going. Oh, so great. So great. That playoff game against the 49ers, oh, baby. That's what it felt like, Nathan. It was ecstasy. Cameron, thanks for the super chat. Watching Andy Herman's video, I too love Darnell in the robber role. Also, I'll take this to my grave. Dan Quinn for defense coordinator. Thanks, Nathan. I think Darnell is better closer to the line of scrimmage. The problem is, so is Amos. So now you've got two guys who are better near the line of scrimmage. And you've seen them playing Amos in that center field lone safety role a bit more this year, I think because Darnell's struggling in that. But goddamn, you traded up in the first round for this kid. And he can't play center field? Come on. He can't make, you know, he can't come to balance, can't take him poor angles, year and a half into his career. I agree. He is better. If you start too high and you, like, drop him in below that single high safety, I think he's okay there. But, man, you don't want limitations out of this guy. But apparently they exist. Sorry, getting all worked up over nothing. See, I know you guys are fucking with me when you start talking about Tim Boyle being better than any quarterback on the roster. DJ Chark has to be touched early before he gets going. Maybe we could have Preston chuck him before a delayed three-man rush. Okay, relax. We'll be interesting to see if Josh Jackson draws that assignment, especially with Jair being touch and go here this week. Travis, if we get a home playoff game, will there be fans? I doubt it. Coronavirus numbers continue to rise. Hospitals are at their breaking point. Don't see it changing anytime soon unless Wisconsin suddenly comes to its senses, which also I don't see happening anytime soon. So I doubt it, which really fucking sucks, but that's where we're at. Cameron, thanks for the super chat. I also like what I have seen from Vernon Scott, too. Yeah, he is... he's put some quality minutes together, no doubt about it. It's funny. He's kind of a forgotten man because he doesn't get a ton of playing time. And then when he flashes, you're like, wait, who was that? But, yeah, he is he's quietly been pretty good. And I think he and Kadar Holman have both had some nice moments, some teachable moments as well. But, yeah, no question about it. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Baby Yoda is a hungry fucker. Thoughts? My youngest, Olive, was really upset by that episode, by Baby Yoda eating the eggs. Was not happy. When is Kirksey coming back? I would guess this week. Is it time to invest in better tackling donuts? Yes, they got to get those robotic ones now. I don't know. Why won't we let Irvin run back kicks anymore? I think the initial thinking was probably about trying to keep him healthy, because they were so thin at running back and there was so much going on there in regards to utilizing him more on offense, and they just wanted to preserve him. But I think Shepard's done an okay job. Mostly he's just fair caught him, but I'm with you. I'd like to see him back there on returns. Kevin King and Alan Lazard update. Kevin's still hurt. We'll see. First injury report is tomorrow. Alan Lazard will most likely come off the injury reserve, I would suspect, tomorrow. But he'll be practicing this week, and I think he's pretty sure to play on Sunday. Okay, you need some thoughts merch. Thanks, Jeezy Baby. Very kind of you. All right, I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking some Packers. Please hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel. A reminder, there is no Packer transplants tomorrow on Wednesday. There will be on Friday at 5 p.m. right here on YouTube and Facebook. Please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day.